Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. The season's first major winter storm is pounding Boston and Massachusetts. The snow is piling up, as much as 18 inches expected in some communities with blizzard-like conditions. We've been hearing reports of power outages, of severe flooding in some coastal areas, of hurricane-strength winds on Cape Cod and the islands. And when the snow stops falling sometime tonight, we're going to be hit by another dose of cold Arctic air over the weekend. So winter is here in a big way, and we're going to be following this news throughout this hour. But I want to move on to another bit of news, and that is involves marijuana policy. The Trump administration has ended an Obama-era policy that could have a big impact on states like Massachusetts that have legalized marijuana. Under federal law, pot is still illegal, but former President Obama discouraged federal prosecutors from enforcing the law in states that have legalized the drug. Now Attorney General Jeff Sessions is reversing that, freeing federal prosecutors to enforce the federal law more aggressively. But the Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission says nothing has changed and will continue its work towards a legal marijuana market in the state. Joining me now is Jim Borgasani. He's spokesman for the Marijuana Policy Project, and he was the communications director for the Yes on 4 campaign, which legalized pot in the state last year. Jim Borgasani, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Anthony. Thank you for having me on.
So, in your view, what does Attorney General Sessions' order mean for states that have legalized marijuana, like Massachusetts?
Well, it means that the U.S. attorneys in those states are no longer restrained by the Department of Justice in enforcing federal law. As you mentioned at the top of the segment, the Cole Memorandum provided guidance to U.S. attorneys in states that had legal cannabis, and it essentially told them not to move forward with any prosecutions as long as the state had a strong system of regulations in place that prevented, diversion to younger users or the black market. And, almost uniformly, there were no prosecutions of any legal businesses selling cannabis products.
We should note that Governor Charlie Baker and Attorney General Maura Healey have both come out against the decision by Attorney General Sessions, saying that they would continue to support the work of the Cannabis Control Commission. Does that give you confidence that this decision will not delay the opening of legal marijuana dispensaries in Massachusetts?
It does, and I commend the governor and the attorney general for taking that stance. Clearly, they are recognizing and respecting the will of voters as expressed in November 2016. Clearly, Jeff Sessions is not. And the ironic thing is that during the campaign, the presidential campaign, Donald Trump was on record stating that he would leave these decisions to states. The Cole Memorandum being rescinded today by Jeff Sessions contradicts the position that candidate Trump had taken during the campaign. So
you mentioned the Cole Memorandum. I just want to, for listeners who don't know, that was the memorandum that came out under the Obama administration, essentially directing federal prosecutors not to make prosecution a priority, right?
That's exactly right. Yes. Yeah. And it provided, because we were in this sort of odd area where there was something that was illegal at the state level and illegal at the federal level. And the Department of Justice under the Obama administration decided they had to give some guidance to U.S. attorneys in those legal states. And they did so. And I should add, you mentioned the governor and the attorney general. One other positive bit of news is that the U.S. attorney in Colorado has stated that he will not move forward with prosecutions, even though the Cole Memorandum has been rescinded. So that might be a model that the U.S. attorney in Massachusetts could follow, and I hope that he does.
What about the cloud sort of hanging over potential investors in this new and sort of burgeoning marijuana market? I mean, what kind of concerns do you have for them? I mean, doesn't Doesn't this order from Sessions, in a way, have a chilling effect on this?
It certainly could, and I'm very worried about that, as are many people in the industry. Banking, access to banking from entrepreneurs in the industry is difficult, so they depend on private equity, private investors. Private investors might look at this rule by Attorney General Sessions and say that, you know, this investment now is too risky. We don't want to risk jeopardizing our funds by financing an entrepreneur in Massachusetts or any other legal state. That is certainly a concern, and it just throws a lot of uncertainty onto these emerging markets.
All right. Well, that's Jim Borgazzani. He's the Massachusetts spokesman for the Marijuana Policy Project and was the communications director for the Yes on 4 campaign during the 2016 election. Jim, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony.
And listeners, we're spending a lot of this hour tracking the big blizzard, the big first sort of winter storm of the season. What are you seeing out there? What's your experience? Give us a call. Tell us if you're warm. Tell us if you're safe. Let us know what you're seeing at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Let's go to James, who's calling from Newton. Hey, James, what are you seeing out there?
Hi, Anthony. I'm a mailman, and I was working this morning.
On foot. On foot, James?
Yeah, on foot. Yeah, I have a foot route in Newton. And the irony is that my route is the furthest away from the station, so I had the longest way to go.
Oh, boy.
I had the longest way to come back when they called us out back because there was too much snow. And now the irony is I can't park in my home because they haven't plowed my street, so I'm circling Newton, and it's bad out here.
I understand. So your streets still aren't plowed. There's something wrong about that. A man who has to walk in this stuff during the day and then can't find a parking place when he gets home. But I guess Newton is going to get those streets plowed sooner
rather
than later.
Well, I mean, I see the plows out here, and they're working very diligently. They're just not at my street.
Well, what's the motto?
Well,
James, thanks for the work you do. What's the motto of the U.S. Postal Service? You're not going to be slowed down.
No, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night shall stay these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed route.
Thank you for that. It's a great thought. Okay, James, thanks for the work you do and stay safe.
Sure.
All right. All right. One more call. Let's go to Joan from Cambridge. Joan, you're on the air. What are you seeing out there?
Well, I have to say that I headed out about noon in search of a cozy cafe, and everything was closed. But what I saw were phalanxes of snow plows, three at a time, pounding up and down Mass Ave and some of the smaller streets, actually. And it just reminded me of the importance of living in a well-functioning city, especially, you know, in an emergency. So now I'm at home, cozy, and making a cup of tea.
Well, Joan, that sounds like a good place to be. Thanks so much for calling in and giving us that report. We appreciate it. Listeners, we want to hear what you're experiencing today with this first winter storm. Give us a call, 1-800-423-8255, 1-800-423-TALK. And let's turn now to Christopher Bessie from the Massachusetts Emergency Management for an update on the storm. Mr. Bessie, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So we're hearing about lots of reports of flooding in coastal areas. Is that the biggest concern you have right now?
Yeah, there's really a couple different impacts we're watching. You know, within the last couple hours, the coastal flooding, which had a sort of a midday high tide into early afternoon, really picked up and brought some really significant flooding to many coastal areas, all the way up from sort of the northeast part of the state up in Newburyport through Boston all the way down even to the Cape Cod Bay area. So we're working right now with communities across the state and trying to figure out, even though we have reports of flooding, trying to assess what that means and, you know, what assistance may be needed. At this point, while there's lots of reports of flooded roads, we don't have any injuries or deaths or any sort of serious issues reported to us, although certainly significant flooding, and we'll do more of a damage assessment as those waters recede.
What about power outages? What are we hearing? When are we expecting to have power back for those who have lost power?
So that's sort of the second piece of the storm that we're keeping a close eye on is the power outages. So right now, as of about 3:30, is about 22,000 customers across the state without power. And those are, again, mostly in eastern Massachusetts, particularly southeastern Massachusetts. And that number has jumped up in the last hour or so, you know, at least by a couple thousand. So the other issue is that the winds are still going on and pretty gusty right now. So not only are we at 22,000 now, but that number may increase as the night goes on and the winds increase as well. And that's even before the restoration efforts really get to begin, because the crews can't get out there until those winds die down.
Now, of course, the message that lots of folks are hearing is to stay off the roads, don't crowd the plow. But for those who had to go to work and have to be on the roads, what kind of conditions are they going to be facing as they drive home?
So we've got reports in from MassDOT, who we work closely with, or we have a representative here at the State Emergency Operations Center. Generally, the roads are snow-covered, but there are a lot of plows out there. The last update I saw, they had over 3,000 pieces of equipment out just from the state perspective, as well as obviously cities and towns have their own equipment and contracted equipment. So the crews are out there definitely trying to keep up, but with snowfall rates, you know, at 2 inches an hour sometimes, it can be difficult to keep up. So like you said, obviously if people can stay off the road, that's the best advice. But if they do have to go out there, you know, take it slow, give themselves extra time and give the plows some room to work.
And finally, Christopher Bessie, with this reports of this very cold weather moving in over the weekend, what are you most concerned about? What should folks be aware of in terms of this cold?
So, you know, the biggest potential risk with the cold weather coming is for those who are without power. You know, like I said, we have about 22,000 people without power, and the power is probably not going to be restored this evening given the way the winds are. So people that are without power should be prepared to be without power for some period of time. So we really encourage people, if they're without power, to think about a safe, warm place they can go. With these temperatures that we're going to see tomorrow, the temperatures are going to be colder than we've seen any other time this year, really too cold to ride it out at home. So encouraging people to have a plan and a place of where they can go, whether that be a friend or family member's house, or contact their local public safety officials to find a shelter near them.
All right. Christopher Bessie is a spokesman for the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency. Christopher Bessie, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck. Thanks.
Thank you. Stay safe.
All right. You too. Well, we're asking you, listeners, to tell us what you're seeing, experiencing out there by calling us at 1-800-423-8255. Let's take a call from Holly, who's in Cambridge. Hey, Holly.
Hey, I'm just watching the snow in almost whiteout conditions right outside my window. It's piling up like crazy. But what I'm really worried about are the homeless. I volunteer at a homeless shelter, and we feed anywhere from 60 to over 200 people every Friday afternoon. It's called the Friday Cafe, and I'm hoping we get to open tomorrow, because I know that there are a lot of homeless people who are desperately looking for safe places to be.
Well,
and
Holly, I'm glad
you... That's on my mind today.
Yeah, well, it's a good concern to have. We heard Mayor Walsh talking about an extra effort made by the city of Boston to get some of the homeless people, to get as many homeless off the street as possible and into shelters. And the mayor urged folks that if you see people who look like they need some help, try to help them, try to get them into a shelter or take them into a cafe and buy them a cup of coffee or whatever it is. Holly, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me give my 2 cents.
All right. Well, good luck and stay warm. Well, it's a snow day for many people across Massachusetts and across New England. Some essential personnel who did have to go to work today, the defending Super Bowl champions, the New England Patriots. Here's the way Coach Bill Belichick, not always the chattiest of guys, what he had to say when asked about conditions out there and whether his players had to come out to Foxborough today.
I don't know. Every day is a work day.
Yeah, I don't know. Every day is a work day. So joining us now is Mike Reese. He's a Patriots reporter for ESPN, and he joins us now from Foxborough. And, Mike, I hope you're staying warm, and I understand the Patriots are actually practicing today, right?
That's right, Anthony. Good afternoon. They practiced mid-morning, and usually Bill Belichick always likes to have his team practice outside. And the thinking is, you know, you might have to play a game in any type of elements, but this was a day where even – in these conditions, he said, we better move inside. So they did practice inside. What was entertaining in a way to watch was the long walk that the players had from their locker room to their indoor practice facility. And a lot of these players, Anthony, are from the South that haven't experienced this before. and I watched one of them sort of tiptoeing, you know, along the snow to get to the indoor practice facility. But they are done. They've practiced, and most of the players have since headed home.
I see. And is this something the players were sort of willing to do, show up on in the middle of a blizzard like this, or was there some grumbling about this? Or is that not something that pro football players would do?
Well, so the tone is set by Bill Belichick, and this is not something that's just within the last couple of days. Really, whenever players get here, Belichick says, we are the New England Patriots. And when you play in New England, that means there's going to be all type of weather. And he mentions that to them on a regular basis. I had a couple players say to me yesterday that he said it in an interesting way to them yesterday when he said, don't call me and tell me that it's snowing. I know that it's snowing. Leave extra time. Stay at a hotel if you have to. So he sort of, you know, delivered that message. And here with the Patriots, when Bill Belichick delivers the message, pretty much everyone falls into line, because if they don't, they probably aren't going to be around that much longer.
And Mike, finally, of course, we've heard a lot of talk about this. I mean, getting comfortable in the cold is sort of a Patriots advantage, especially with the playoffs coming up at Foxborough Stadium, right? I mean, this being comfortable in the cold is a little bit of their advantage, right?
Anthony, it's such a great point that you make when you say that, because their record in the cold is outstanding. And this last week was a great example of it. You know, I talked to one player. His name is Brandon King, and he's a core special teams player. So he plays more in the kicking game. And he said, you know, being here today wasn't that big of a deal. Last week when we were practicing in zero, you know, negative 1 degree weather with the wind whipping through, that was actually a lot harder than what we had to do today, and that prepared us for playing in that final regular season game, which was the coldest regular season game in Patriots history. So they feel like they sort of become conditioned to it, and it's important to point out, a lot of these players aren't from this area, but once they get here, as Brandon King told me, he said, you sort of become like you are part of this area.
You become a New England Patriot. Okay, that's Mike Reese, Patriots reporter for ESPN. Mike, thanks so much for getting on the line and staying with us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And stay with us. Coming up, we'll check back in with some reporters out in the field. We'll get the latest from meteorologist David Epstein and your calls at 1-800-423-8255. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.